Everyone knows the terms waxing and waning, but relatively few of your friends could look at a moon and instantly tell which it is. So let's make it easy. The waxing moon is lit up on its right side. It's the moon you see during the weeks before full moon. It's also the moon that's already out when darkness falls. So it's the one seen by the most people, the dinner time moon. By contrast, right now we see the waning moon. This is the moon lit up on its left side. Whenever you see a moon in the blue sky in the morning, that's always the waning moon. This weekend, around July 12th, we reach the very middle of the waning period, the last quarter moon, which, confusingly enough, is also called the half moon. Whether you call it a half moon or a quarter moon, it presents the most perfect lighting conditions if you have a telescope. In terms of brightness, another oddity is that a half moon is not half as bright as a full moon, as you might think, but it's only 1/10 as bright. That's because sunlight hits it at an angle from our perspective, instead of throwing its light straight back at us. Also, the half moons have different brightnesses from each other. The current last quarter moon is about 10% dimmer than the first quarter, thanks to more of the dark lava areas being exposed this week. But my favorite fact about the last quarter is that it flies directly in front of us in space. We follow behind it like an obedient puppy. When looking at the moon in the blue day sky these mornings, we are seeing the very place in space that we ourselves will occupy 3.5 hours later. So if someone then asks you, where will you be for lunch? Just point to the moon. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.